Hello and welcome. An intraoral scanner is a dental device used to record a direct digital impression of the teeth and surrounding oral structures. Instead of trays and impression materials, the scanner captures surface data from inside the mouth and converts it into a three-dimensional digital model that can be used for diagnosis, treatment planning, and fabrication of dental restorations. Clinically, this digital model serves the same purpose as a conventional impression, but the way the information is captured, reviewed, and shared is different. The scanning process starts inside the mouth. As the scanner tip is moved across the teeth, it projects a controlled light source onto enamel, gingiva, and restorative surfaces. Internal sensors measure how that light reflects back, and each reflection represents a specific surface point in three-dimensional space. This is not a single image. The scanner records thousands of surface measurements continuously as it moves. These measurements overlap, and that overlap allows the system to understand how each area relates to the next. The result is a digital impression built progressively rather than all at once. From a clinical point of view, scanning usually follows a structured sequence. The clinician starts on occlusal surfaces, then moves to buccal and lingual areas, maintaining consistent overlap between passes. This sequence matters because the software relies on shared reference areas to align surface data correctly. If overlap is insufficient or scanning motion is inconsistent, alignment errors can occur. As the scan develops on the screen, the clinician receives immediate visual feedback. Missing areas, surface interruptions, or distortions caused by saliva or movement are visible right away, allowing corrections to be made while the patient is still seated. Different intraoral scanners use different optical systems, but they all aim to capture accurate surface geometry. Some systems rely on confocal optical methods, others on structured light patterns, and others on continuous video-based image capture. In daily practice, these technical differences matter less than how the scanner performs under common clinical conditions, such as moisture, reflective surfaces, scan length, and operator consistency. You may also hear the term laser used in relation to intraoral scanners. In dentistry, this simply refers to a controlled light source used for measurement. It does not cut tissue, generate heat, or interact biologically with the patient. In real-world use, scanning results depend far more on isolation and technique than on the specific light source involved. Modern intraoral scanners also include AI-based functions that assist with data interpretation. These tools help recognize tooth surfaces, separate soft tissue from enamel, support margin identification, and flag incomplete scan areas. What they do not do is replace clinical judgment. They do not correct poor isolation, compensate for inconsistent scanning paths, or determine whether a preparation is clinically acceptable. In daily use, these tools reduce manual tasks but leave full control with the clinician. In restorative dentistry, intraoral scanners are most commonly used for crowns, short-span bridges, veneers, inlays, and onlays. The main advantage in these cases is the removal of material-related distortion. Conventional impressions can be affected by tray movement, uneven pressure, setting variation, and deformation during removal. Digital impressions eliminate these variables. They allow immediate inspection of preparation margins, digital bite registration, and direct transmission of files to the dental laboratory. For single-unit restorations, properly performed scans support predictable fit and often reduce chairside adjustment time. However, digital scanning does not compensate for unclear margins, poor preparation design, or inadequate moisture control. It simply makes these issues visible earlier in the process. In implant dentistry, intraoral scanning relies on scan bodies to record implant position, orientation, and depth. These components act as reference markers that allow the software to identify the implant's spatial location within the digital model. Accuracy is especially important in implant cases because implants lack periodontal movement. Small positional errors cannot be absorbed biologically. This makes scanning protocol critical. Proper scan body seating, careful scanning of adjacent structures, and consistent scanning paths all affect results. full arch implant scans are more sensitive to cumulative alignment errors, meaning longer scans require greater attention. In surgical planning, intraoral scans are often combined with cone beam imaging to provide both surface anatomy and bone structure, supporting prosthetically driven treatment planning. In orthodontics and aligner therapy, the value of intraoral scanning lies less in a single impression and more in repeatability over time. Each scan becomes a time-stamped digital record. When scans are taken at intervals, they allow direct comparison of tooth movement, monitoring of treatment response, and evaluation of aligner fit. In this context, repeatability matters more than speed. If scanning technique varies between visits, it becomes difficult to determine whether observed changes reflect true tooth movement or scanning variation. Consistent scanning paths and stable reference areas are essential for meaningful comparison. The shift from conventional impressions to digital scanning is not about novelty. It addresses long-standing limitations of material-based impressions. From the patient's perspective, there are no trays, no impression material, and reduced discomfort. From the clinician's perspective, there is immediate evaluation, localized correction of errors, and digital storage. From the laboratory's perspective, there is direct access to files, clearer communication, and fewer remakes caused by distortion during shipping or handling. Digital impressions change how clinical time is used, not necessarily how much time is used. When discussing scan quality, terms like accuracy and precision are often misunderstood. Trueness refers to how closely a scan represents the actual shape and position of teeth or implants. Precision refers to how consistently the same result can be reproduced. A scan can be precise, but still inaccurate if it consistently reproduces the same error. Speed alone is not a reliable indicator of quality. Longer scans, especially full arch scans, are more sensitive to alignment drift if scanning paths are inconsistent. Reliable results depend on overlap, isolation, and controlled motion. Intraoral scanning also includes limitations. Full arch scans remain technically demanding. Moisture and soft tissue movement continue to affect surface capture. There is a learning curve, especially in the early stages of adoption. Most clinicians experience longer scans at first, followed by gradual improvement as technique becomes consistent. Digital impressions reduce certain risks, but they do not remove the need for proper clinical control. In daily practice, intraoral scanners work best as part of a digital workflow that includes design software, laboratory communication, and digital records. They are tools, not replacements for judgment. When used with proper technique and realistic expectations, they support clearer records, better communication, and more predictable workflows across restorative, implant, and orthodontic care.